Trying to break the marriage up. Who gon' add Tony up? Who gon' try to embarrass you? I'ma need a day. I'll take a call, Paris.
Yeah. You had a Mueller, but I switched it to a Mueller because I'm bitching.
When the world started fantasy sports, it was in 136 BC in Rome. Spectators chose gladiators to fill out their roster cards and would gamble against each other, whoever had the most men remaining alive being the winner. Then it evolved in the Middle Ages with games such as joust or swords, where points were distributed into more how we see it today. Then came the modern age of sports, baseball, football, etc. Morse code, the telephone, computers, AI technology. When fantasy football first started, newspapers were necessary. Now computers do the adding for us. Today, separated by a quarter of a state in distance, two men can come together and spread their fantasy words for the world using what we call the internet. And now with this classic intro over, it's time for the Half a Heads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad, Alexander Graham Bell, Ebersole, and with me is Matt Antonio Mucci Dempsey.
What's up? Not much. This is a little unorthodox for us. We're over Zoom right now. We're talking through an app. I'm used to seeing your ugly face, I would say, disheveled face every week, but now I'm looking at you through a screen. So what to make do for this week?
Yeah, we're burning the midnight oil. Hopefully get this out before Thursday.
Got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, they're clamoring for it. We got tons of listeners now. And maybe if anybody's lucky, or if we're lucky, we'll get a little ghost in the cage.
Boo!
He's back! He showed up after years. We thought we locked him up. He slipped out of that cage. Ghost in the cage, get back in that cage. So, how'd your fantasy week go?
Not too good. My team in this league stinks. I had to change my team name. I mean, Schefter had it reported that my team was in disarray, and he was right. and that was very funny, by the way. So I had my hands were tied. I had to change my team name.
Yeah.
In the other league, I'm doing better than expected, to be honest. But we're just talking about this league here right now, and I am on the struggle bus, I tell you that.
Yeah, I did all right. Still holding down the first place and trying to separate that lead. I lost a heartbreaker by 1 point in my dynasty league. Didn't even realize I lost until the next day. I was pretty upset.
Oh man!
But
hey, what did you end on? Was it on like Eckler or someone?
It must have been. I don't even remember because I remember being up by like 15, and I was like, "Oh, cool!" And then I woke up and lost by one. I got to look at it more, but whatevs.
Yeah,
I'm sitting pretty good, so I can take a loss there. It's fine. But in some news, it's been a while since last week, but some of those games were awesome.
Oh, dude, that Bucks-Texans, unbelievable. One of the best regular season games I've ever seen.
The end? I mean, watching Stroud go down like that on that final drive? Yeah, it was awesome. And even when he was right there at like the 20-yard line, I was just like, okay, score this right here. Bang, Tank Dell. It was just awesome.
He's a quarterback that like – You know early on, like, if you're down, you got a chance. Like, there's some quarterbacks, like, he's clutch. Let's put it that way. He's clutch. He's proving that right now because, I mean, there was not a doubt in any Texans fan's mind, I would assume, that he was going to lead him to a touchdown.
Yeah, you know? I'm pretty sure he even told his coach, like, you make the calls, I'll make the plays, or something like that.
Right.
Like, just let me go out there. It's pretty cool.
470 yards and 5 touchdowns. That is bonkers.
Yeah,
it's bonkers for a rookie.
He only had like 130 at halftime and then just erupted. I mean, a 75-yard touchdown will help you juice those stats a little bit, but still.
For sure.
Very cool.
I mean, there's that quarterback, and then I think the story of the Josh Dobbs story.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And we haven't seen a quarterback like him since Fitzpatrick, really. Like, who comes in and just, like, goes like that.
I mean, he's like a folk hero. Like, people are like bowing down to him. It's crazy.
They should. He's awesome. He's made me like, I'm a Dobbs fan forever, probably now after watching that game.
Dude, the Vikings, like, they're like, they won four in a row, and they were 1-4, and now they've won four in a row. Like, they're legit. Like, he's a serviceable back, dude. That seventh wild card spot is up for grabs. You got the Vikings, Commanders, Falcons, Bucks, or even the Packers that can get like. That seventh, they're going to be a weird team to come out of the seventh wild card spot.
Yeah, I like the Texans. I mean, they could win their division. They got a leg up on Jags already.
Did they beat them?
They beat them once. So say the Jags have a better record and the Texans were to beat them twice, do they still – it don't matter? Like, it wouldn't –
it don't matter.
For the standings?
If the Jags are 12-5 and the Texans are 11-7, then it wouldn't matter.
Jags still get the division.
Yeah, you got to be tied.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But still, very cool Dobbs and the Vikings. I picked him up because I love him that much.
I mean, if they get Jefferson back, he's maybe worth starting.
I would think so. I mean, he runs the ball like crazy. We'll see.
Right.
How about that Oakland game? Fired McDaniels.
Oh, dude.
And then they just go off.
Unbelievable. They're smoking cigars in their locker room. They won the Super Bowl.
Old school Raider style. Yeah, I'm pretty sure – I don't know if Oakland was favored or they might have just been slightly favored, but I was hammering Oakland in all the parlays.
I think they were one-point favorites if I remember right.
They might have been.
Maybe one-point dogs. It was the top pick.
But the fired coaching effect, it just always works. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I mean – that was like an extreme case because that report of McDaniels and you said a report of like Antonio Pierce was like saying like we beat the 2007 Patriots so we could beat anybody. And then McDaniels like, don't talk about the Patriots. And then this guy's like, you're a lunatic. And then the players like went to man, they're like, we can't do this. Like, you got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they did. And
Go ahead. I think that Antonio Pierce has a chance to get the head coaching spot if he has like a culture because he's got half the year, dude. Listen, Rich Bisaccia for the Raiders. I don't think Mark Davis wants to make the same mistake again. Like if he's got a head coach that the players respect and love and they go like 4-4, I think they can keep the job. I don't see why. I mean, I think Mark Davis would be like, I cannot make the same mistake twice. If this guy has the goods, I have to hire him.
Yeah,
and he's a minority coach too.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Good thought there. How about Oakland's last time they had this largest halftime lead in a game was in 2010. It was against the Denver Broncos, who were coached by Josh McDaniels.
That's a hell of a stat.
All the way around, full circle now.
That's a stat of the day. I mean, the Giants, we're talking about them real quick. They are, oh my gosh. I mean, they're getting hit with the injury bug, but they are horrible.
Yeah, you know, so I heard somebody today try to defend Tommy DeVito saying that he's got like eight point something yards per attempt, which is actually pretty league average. Like it's better than Daniel Jones. So I can't say he's going to be worse, but yeah, they're not doing good. Brian Daboll reminds me of Anger from Inside Out, and I'm just waiting for his top to blow with fire coming out.
I mean, he's got to get the hand. Yeah, the tough hand he's been dealt, but holy shit, they are terrible.
Well, and so
he was coach of the year last year. He's coach of the year.
I know. It's just all of it. O-line, everything's – I don't know. Something interesting could happen there possibly. I don't have really much left other than offense is down this year.
It's really down.
Yeah, I mean, so far down you can't even really determine an MVP right now. Like, Pat Mahomes is the favorite, and technically this is his worst statistical year ever.
I got your front runner right here. It's Lamar Jackson.
Oh,
dude, the Ravens are the talk of the town, man. Their Super Bowl odds went from +1500 to +950.
Wow,
that's a huge jump.
Yeah,
they're the fourth favorite.
Well, I know a lot of people think they're the most well rounded team and everything like that. I don't think John Harbaugh is one of Coach of the Year either.
I don't think he
could possibly get that. Neither is Mike Tomlin, who might get it too.
And then, I mean, all I have left is the Bengals are back and maybe better than ever. They're clicking. They're good. And I don't know if the Bills are just overrated too, but
they might be. This week's going to be kind of like a reveal in a sense. If they lose to Denver, or I mean, if it's close, jury's kind of out. They also need to change how they're doing things with Josh Allen. They need to make him back to being a runner, make the game kind of flow through him instead of being so cautious.
Right.
Defense is made it up too.
Regardless, the AFC playoffs is just going to be absolute mayhem. I mean, there's so many teams that come out there, dude. It's going to be insane. Yeah, you can make a case that six teams could come out of the AFC.
Oh, yeah. I mean, three are going to come out of the North possibly.
Right. Yeah, the Chiefs beat the Dolphins in Germany. Their defense is legit, and the Dolphins' offense cannot hack it against good defense. I mean, they struggled.
Yeah, they've gone up against three – Super Bowl teams essentially and scored 14 points every right. time.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
You think that's Tua?
Remember last year I looked at my notebook last year and the Dolphins were hot early on and then they kind of cooled off. I think it's kind of what Mike McDaniel does. Like he starts off hot and he's kind of like the South Beach's Cliff Kingsbury. Like Cliff Kingsbury was known for like starting off like 6-0 and then finishing the season like 8-8, you know, like he started off great and then he started struggling. I think that's what happens with Mike. I think that the offense just kind of gets figured out and then they kind of fold. I have no idea. I think they're still good, still legit, but not as hot as they were to begin with.
You know what's going to be awesome is the in season Hard Knocks. They're following the Dolphins. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
I mean, it's going to be even better if they start like not falling apart, but if they sit some adversity, you know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that was what was kind of enjoyable last year with the Cardinals was watching Kyler melt down. But, I mean, it could be fun to just watch him win and get some awesome Mike McDaniel quotes out of it. Like, I'm excited True. For the camera to follow him around.
True. The Eagles beat Dallas, but they still don't look right. I don't know. The Eagles, like, it's like the weirdest 8-1 team ever. Like, they look like they have a Super Bowl hangover, but yet they're 8-1.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're beaten. They're not even really trying. Although, with Jalen Hurts getting more and more hurt, his knee is the scary issue right now.
Right. I mean, like, Dallas, like, I've written down here, is Dallas, like, maybe the better team? But, like, they're not as experienced. They're not as, like, well coached. I don't really know. Like the talent might be better, you know.
Yeah, honestly, I think at the end of that Dallas, like of the Dallas had that last final drive, how they're just not chucking the ball to CD at that point on all of it. Like on that fourth down,
dude,
he threw the ball before CD was even out of his break, and CD was on the other side of the field. It's like, what are you looking at? That's your guy. Go to that guy 100% of the time.
Well, they had like first and goal from like the five, and they came away with like they needed a touchdown. They came away with nothing. It was bad.
Oh, well, yeah. Didn't Jake Ferguson fall? Knee was down, like, and the boy that he fell sideways on the goal line. And honestly, I think 15 years ago, probably that was a touchdown, but they're so nitpicky anymore because that was just like, oh my gosh, how could that ball have been any closer to the goal line and not crossed?
Right. And then the last thing I have is the Browns. They handled an overmatched Cardinals, speaking of the Cardinals, watching, showing some signs of life. But it doesn't matter unless they beat they need to win one of the next two games to stay in the thick of things. Because the Ravens, Bengals, they're going to blow by everybody. So they need to keep pace with the Steelers. They need to have a better record than the Steelers.
I mean, is that who we have? We have the Ravens this week, and then we play the Bengals?
No, Ravens and then Steelers.
Steelers, if we were to win both of those, do you think they finally start talking about the Browns with – like a little bit of respect.
Oh, well, yeah, if we win the both of them, but we're six point dogs to the Ravens already.
Right.
I don't see us being the Ravens. Ravens are a wagon.
Yeah, I mean, from the last game, I think they should just clog up that middle, say, okay, you guys are not going to run up the middle on us again, and just see if Lamar can throw on them. But we have awesome secondary. Right. Let's see them work. I don't know. I think that's the matchup that they should go after. See if Keaton Mitchell can do what he does or Myles Garrett breaks him in half.
We'll see what happens, but it's a gut check time for the Brownies for sure because they have a kind of an easy schedule coming in, but these next two games are huge.
Yeah. Is that all for you?
That's it. I mean, the Super Bowl odds, it's still Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, and then Ravens. Other than that, the Bills are plus 2,000. Like they've kind of fallen like a stone lately.
Wow.
Just like their regular team. Bengals are a sneaky good value at plus 1200. That's a pretty big number for them. Like they should be in, like, I think they should be where the Ravens are, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Yep. That's it.
Recent matchups. Wow, what a week. How'd we do in pick'ems?
Oh boy. I went 2-4. You went 5-1.
Oh no, you gotta be kidding me.
You've been a bit of a hot streak, huh? You're in your last 12, you're 11-1.
Yeah, baby, I'm seeing it.
So the records are, I'm 22-32, and you are 30-24. You are 8 games up on your boy.
Yeah, I finally did it. I figured it all out, man. Did it.
That's what it took you a couple of years, but it's finally.
Yeah, right? Oh, the first one, it was, I'm sorry, man. Law and Order taking down the newly named I Hate My Team. It's a little harsh.
I don't like them anymore. They stink.
94-80, DJ beat you. He had Hunter Henry go for 102 total, a touchdown, 17 points, and Najee Harris, 78 total, a touchdown, 14 points. The big running backs doing their things. I mean, for you, Olave, he scored 6 for 46, a touchdown, 13 points. And your boy, Luke Musgrave, 3 for 51, a touchdown. Yeah, 12 points for him, but not near enough. You need more from Herbert.
I have a question. What's Gabe Davis's deal? I mean, he either scores a touchdown or gets 0 points. It's unbelievable.
Somebody asked Josh Allen about that, and he goes, I don't know. You just have to ask the coaches.
I mean, literally.
Getting testy.
One, two, three. He has 5 touchdowns, but he also has 3 games of 2 points or less. I don't understand.
Started out really good. Yeah. You basically now you have two more weeks, and then he's going to go off for 19 points.
My team used to be so good. I don't know. I don't know what happened. My team used to be good at this point.
It is kind of good, but yeah, Herbert's not. He's kind of going down.
Thanks.
It's a rough loss. Way to go, DJ. Moving up. He ain't done yet. The next one was Achilles heel taking down Bill's kick bass. 104-99. Spags texted me and goes, he asked me something if sacks, something counts as minus yards. And I told him that for a knee, like when a quarterback takes a knee, it probably is a minus like 2 yards rushing or something, but I don't think that affected him too much.
No, he lost by 5.
Right, that's what I figured. The two quarterbacks, Sekone Dak, 374, 3 touchdowns, 31 points. And Josh Allen for Spags, 258, a touchdown, 2-point conversion, 44 rush yards, a touchdown, 28 points. That was pretty much even. And Spags had Diggs. Wait, six.
You forgot my other cornerback, Taysom Hill.
Well, on Sekone's side? No kidding. 3-yard pass TD, 52 rush yards, 4 receptions for 13 yards and a touchdown, 19 points.
He's the Swiss Army knife. He's unbelievable.
What a guy. No kidding. Also, Spags, had Stephon Diggs go 6 for 86, a touchdown, a 2-point conversion. Got him 19 points. But, hey, I guess it was all decided by Baltimore defense. 17 points on Sekone's side. That's really probably what it was.
Yeah, that's a good play by him. Oh, yeah, he has Komet on his bench, too.
Yeah, he's 20 points there.
Damn, oh, well. He's got a plethora of goods.
Oh, Spags benched the win in Ramondre.
Oh, tough.
Yeah, I was going to say, in these last couple weeks in these games where they're getting boat race, that's where he's going to shine. Although he hasn't had a rush over 15 yards the whole season. That 66-yard scamper he did for a touchdown, I think that was the longest run of his career, but also the one on the longest of the season. So maybe that's changing. Maybe things are changing for him.
He's running back 20 right now. I thought he'd be lower. He hasn't had a very good year.
No. Didn't you say he was going to be high?
That was last year, buddy.
I think you hit.
I did. That's the only one I hit.
Yeah. The next matchup was Mahomes Ma'Auto taking down SMH. I think that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Audible size? SMH size.
Yeah, there you go.
118-88. Wow. We're getting into... there was a couple of big wins, almost blowouts. Robbie had Amari go 5 for 139, touchdown, gave him 22 points. Aaron Jones, he played on 99 total yards, a touchdown, 4 catches, 15 points. But his big points came from Browns D, giving him 24 points. You know, 50% of the plays of Arizona's plays went for 0 or negative yards again. It's another team that we did that to.
It was a pretty stunning football game to watch, I'll be honest. It was not very enjoyable. I mean, it was enjoyable because we won, but it was like torture. It was terrible.
Yeah. I was in between. I was passing out candy. Tough to see.
Yeah.
That was last week, right? Yeah.
No. That was a Seahawks game. That was 2 weeks ago.
That's 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Never mind. I don't know what I was doing then.
Yeah, you're probably busy.
Yeah. On Zach Stein. Oh,
look at the kicker. Look at your boy.
I know. That's what I was going to get to. First, though, Joe Mixon had 68 total, a touchdown, 5 catches, 15 points. Josh Jacobs, 98 rush yards, 2 touchdowns, 21 points. And then Youngway Koo, 19 points for Zach. Oh, man. He's the best kicker. He's my favorite kicker for sure.
Look at his last 3 weeks, 13, 12, and 19. He's a stud. Number six kicker.
Wow. That's all right. I got number one kicker. Upgrade. Yeah, good win, Robbie. Zach, keep fighting, man. Keep pounding. The next one, it was the – oh, no, circuits are all over the place. Matt, put it in my butt. Takes down legit half a head. Oh, gosh. These numbers.
Oh, I don't even know what to – hold on, let me get the calculator out.
You might as well just say, because there ain't no way. 98, 108, 31.
Yep.
30?
31.3. Oh, so close. 31.36.
Ah, okay. Dang, oh, my.
That's not that big of a blowout, really.
No, it really wasn't. But all these next couple got beat by 30 at least almost. Gotcha. On Anthony's side, Gus the Bus, 52 rush yards, 2 touchdowns, 17 points. T. Higgins, 8 for 110, 15 points. And his Chargers defense against the Jets got him 31 points.
Holy crap.
That's a good week. On whose side? Hey, Mark Andrews, 9 for 80, 12 points. And Dotson, 4 for 69, touchdown, 14 points. He's kind of coming back alive. Raiders D gave him good points, too.
21. He woke up. He's last 2 weeks, he's 20 and 14 is Dotson. But still.
Yeah, it's just nice to finally see. I mean, he really should have been doing this. He just has been dropping so many balls earlier in the year. It's just.
Right.
I mean, it's nice. Yeah. I always liked Jahan Dotson. Penn State guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, PSU. But nothing really on there. Oh, who's not playing? Oh, man. Who's got some good defenses? Chiefs D on his bench, too.
Just going to say that, too, yeah.
Click on that Chiefs D and look at their weekly. I don't know how they're not the number one D, but they really should be.
I mean, I think Dallas is number one because they had, like, that 45-pointer in the first week.
Right. But other than that, I mean, Kansas City's weekly is just insane. It's so good every week. Double digits every week. Good win. Anthony, the next one was Grande Cono taking down Bad Trade Specialist, 97-90. Rashad White for Mikey, 119 total. Or 119 total. Two touchdowns, 4 receptions, 25 points. It just Baker's just like, I'm out of here. Go ahead, Rashad, take it. Right. Also, Jalen Hurts, 207, 2 touchdowns, 36 rush yards, a touchdown, 27 points. And on Rice's side, Eckler, 70 total, 2 touchdowns, 20 points. And A.J. Brown, 7 for 66, a modest day for the guy, a touchdown. He had 16 points. I mean, just when you look at it, it's actually, oh, he played Giants D, got a minus one. When you get
I'll get you.
2 points from your
defense substitute?
Yeah, 2 points from your special teams, and ain't going to win.
Nope. I mean, that's he lost by 7 points. Like that less than 7 points, 6.9.
Right. 100%. You're right. Get a better kicker. Speaking of getting rid of a kicker and finding a worse one, the last matchup was, how dare you, takes down Wilson. 92-89. It was a close one. Zach Wilson at the very end had four tries to get in the end zone from like the 6-yard line. Almost had the one Uzama dropped the touchdown and then couldn't get it. I was sweating. But I had Deontay Johnson show up 7 for 90, got his first touchdown in 21 games, gave me 18 points. And Saquon had 113 total, 12 points. For John, CeeDee Lamb, dude is amazing. 11 for 191, two touchdowns. Those are back to back weeks of setting career high yards for him.
Wow.
Also, Wandell Robinson, what a nice little pick up and play. 4 for 35, a touchdown, 11 points. He got that touchdown at the very end. But
yep.
John's team had 5 fumbles on it. He lost 10 points just from his fumbles.
And his kicker scored 0 points.
Which he got rid of Daniel Carlson, picked up this Bullock guy.
Oh, no.
Gave him nothing. Carlson had, I think, 12. And then he decided he was going to try and rub it in my face with Zach Wilson. Any comment from Ghost in the Cage?
The tinker did him in.
It did.
Terrible management.
Tinker stick. He said he went into a small depression for about 20 minutes and then got out of it. But, yeah, that was a ballsy thing. It cost him. Hopefully it doesn't keep him out of the playoffs.
It was the dumb thing. That wasn't ballsy. It was dumb. Dropping your reliable kicker for God knows who and then starting Zach Wilson? Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
No comment. He's like when Robert Saleh recently was asked about, well, why don't you just start Trevor Siemian and not Zach Wilson? And he goes, well, I don't know. No comment. I plead the fifth. Literally what he said to this guy. So crazy. Anyway, good week of matchups.
Yep.
So, transactions.
And trade.
Yeah. Fireworks to the feed real quick. I traded Mike Evans, Saquon Barkley, and Christian Kirk for Taysom Hill, Brandon Ayuk, and Bijan Robinson.
That was quite a blockbuster there.
I was I love Christian Kirk. I was sad to see him go. But I have to move on. I can't think about the last 8 weeks. I gotta think about the next 8 weeks all the way to championship.
I mean, are you not worried about – I mean, Taysom Hill could turn back into a pumpkin, you know? Like, he's on fire right now, but he could get no points tomorrow. I mean, Sunday.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, they should just start taking Derek Carr out and putting Taysom Hill in at quarterback for the whole time. But, I mean, hard to put the genie back in. He's been so good lately. I've needed a tight end. I mean, if he keeps this up, it's almost like a runaway. Maybe not tight end one, but – top five,
right?
No problem. And I felt like I was kind of getting rid of like the old players and getting the fresh young ones in there. But yeah, definitely.
True, but Mike Evans gets a shit ton of targets.
I know.
I mean, I said yesterday, I thought it was a pretty even trade. I mean, it's you guys are both taking risks that could both either pay off or not pay off. I mean, that's just the name of the game.
I either help the future of my team or I absolutely killed it. So
yeah.
Living.
I mean, Saquon got what 36 carries the last game. Like that's a lot of carries.
I know he gets a lunch, but they have such a tough schedule coming up. I just don't know what the team's going to be. I feel pretty good about Bijan. I feel like the talent's going to win outright, and Arthur Smith is going to get talked to about you're either fired or you're going to play these guys because they did a stat about when Bijan is off the field, the offense gets 4 yards per play. When he's on the field and gets the ball, it's at 5 yard. When he's on the field and doesn't touch the ball, it's at 6 yards. So he just needs to be on the field regardless.
Yeah.
He needs some goal line carries. They ran Johnny Smith on the goal line instead of Bijan Robinson. Like, what are you doing, Arthur Smith?
Terrible. Fantasy managers hate Arthur Smith. He's got such good tools in the tool shed, but he just chooses to – here's his favorite knife that he's been using for years with Johnny Smith. Like he's getting end arounds at the goal line.
That don't make sense. Keep losing to more backup quarterbacks, and we'll see if he's still got a job, Arthur Smith.
Got him.
Yeah, burned your ass.
Yeah, burn.
Transactions. Wow, there's been a ton of transactions. Big money spent on CJ Stroud by Mikey. There's a lot of people putting a bunch of little bids in.
What? I feel like Bryce had CJ Stroud, didn't he? When did he drop him?
I think he dropped him a week or two ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he was on kind of a slide. He was on like a 4-week, and then he just blew up. Mikey also picked up the new hotness, Keaton Mitchell. Pretty good. Yeah,
he got downgraded to limited today. He's got a little bit of an injury.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't. We'll have to see. I don't know. We'll see how that three-headed monster pans out.
Right.
I also put money on Josh Dobbs because it was awesome. Put money on Kate Otten. Got rid of him. Robbie.
Yeah, what was that about?
I ended up getting the new tight end. Don't need him no more. Oh, Robbie has Deshaun now, which if John would have picked up Deshaun and played him last week, probably would be sitting all right. Bryce picked up Brandon Aubrey. Wasn't that your former kicker?
Yeah. Sure was, yep.
Are you mad?
I mean, I'm not happy.
Hmm. Yeah, nothing else.
Who's my kicker now? I don't remember. Oh, Goupe. Goupe's been good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. John picked up some guy named Travion Williams. Don't know what that
is. Yeah, these guys aren't worth discussing. Like, this is the bottom of the barrel.
I agree. Yeah, it's really – let's see. Justice Hill's out there now. Cody dropped him.
Yep. He doesn't need him anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, all these guys are basically no names. I did pick up Brandon Powell because – KJ Osborne might have a concussion, but that's it.
I got an idea. It just dawned on me. These six guys that you guys just traded for.
Yeah.
Let's pick three of them for our gambling minute picks.
Okay.
You like that idea?
Yeah, for sure.
Any of the three.
All right. I will pick right off the rip Bijan Robinson. He gets the Cardinals in the league. Come on.
All right. I'm going to take Taysom Hill. They get down to the goal line. He's scoring. All right. And then we'll take somebody from Sakari's team. And I think we should take Saquon Barkley.
Who the Giants playing this week? The Giants are playing Dallas?
That's true. Maybe not.
I feel better about either Evans. I actually kind of like Mike Evans for a touchdown this week.
All right, we're doing that. Evans, Taysom, and Evans. I mean, Evans, Taysom, and Bijan. Lock it in. NFC South parlay.
Yeah, that's perfect. Love it.
Love it.
Those odds are probably going to come out minimal, but maybe not. I don't know. Taysom Hill.
I mean, wide receivers don't usually have – I mean, Mike Evans, he'll probably be like plus like 150, 175.
Yeah, you're right. It'd probably come out to like 9, 10, maybe 11 for lucky.
Full disclosure, because I don't want to be a liar. I forgot to do last week's. So I'm putting $20 on this one.
Whoa, I don't know, man. Let's just get away with it.
I'm trying to make up for it. I put zero last week. Now I got to put 20. I got to make up for it.
Because it could just be a save $10 for you because we ain't hitting this. But we haven't been hitting. But this one – I feel pretty good about this one. I like the randomness of it.
I'm putting 20 on it.
Boom. You're about to get about $300. Get the money going, ready. Okay, let's get into this upcoming matchups. The first one, it's 5-4 third place. Bills kick Bass, taking on 3-6 12th place. Legit half ahead. Projection is 195 in Spags' favor. He's got Josh Allen, Kenneth Walker, Steph Diggs, Hunter Henry, Jordan Addison, Brian Robinson, Michael Pittman?
You got it, yep.
Yeah, I almost said Marcus. Tyler Bass and Jets D taking on the Raiders. What? I think our meetings just happened.
It sure did. Let's take a post here.
All right. Who has Geno Smith, David Montgomery, DJ Moore, Mark Andrews, Jameson Williams, Dotson.
Nope. Javonte Williams.
Dominic, Javonte Williams, Jahan Dotson, George. Is it George Pickens?
It's George Pickens.
Doesn't seem like a George. Justin Tucker and Raiders D taking on the Jets. Oh, battle of the defenses.
Ooh, you don't see that every day.
No, we saw it last time.
I mean, I'm very partial to the Allen Diggs connection because I have that in our other league. That's been an absolute thrill. I mean, Josh Allen's the number one quarterback on the season, which I didn't know that until right now, by the way.
Every single year, Andy's on Madden.
Andy's on Madden.
Yeah, gets Steph Denver. Diggs
is number three wide receiver.
Number three?
Yep.
Wow, yeah, having those two, I mean, that's big time. Boom, that's boom. Huge. Yeah, David Montgomery coming back for the first time in weeks after Gibbs went all crazy. Dan Campbell said it's going to be a 50-50 split now. We'll see about that.
No way. No way.
I know. It's going to go David Montgomery awesome again.
I mean, before he got hurt, Montgomery was on fire.
Yeah, with a touchdown every week.
Yeah, he had three touchdowns in week four and one in week five, and he got hurt. So, like, he was, like, they were riding a hot hand early.
Yeah. I do like Geno Smith this week. He gets Washington. Washington is, I think, second best matchup for quarterback, something like that.
So, if he doesn't play well this week, then there's something wrong because he's the number 24 quarterback. That's terrible.
He doesn't look good. Last week, he literally just threw a ball up into the air, just chucked the ball downfield. It way overthrew his wide receiver by about 10 yards, and the safety just picked him off. Like, it was like a punt. It was right. Not – what they thought. I am nervous about who's playing Pickens. And Dante Johnson back. Pickens' target percentage has dropped by like 5% points, like 20 to 15 or 14 or something. And he's just back on clear out routes, just running deep balls. And
did you see what he said on the Instagram and what Tomlin said?
Oh, yeah, because George Pickens cleared all of his Steelers thing. He did the old, I'm done with this team on social media.
He said, free me. And then when Tomlin was asked about it, he's like, that's just a pebble in my shoe. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, he don't care. He's about players who want to play. You don't want to play, get out of here. But again, it is. I feel for him because he's running stupid routes. Like, he's so good.
Right.
I am surprised Spags not going to play. Doesn't have Stevenson in his lineup yet. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't play him. Maybe he's got a Brian Robinson love affair going on. But other than that, I mean, Spags' team's been very good. Hunter Henry worked out for him last week, scored a touchdown. I do like Javonte Williams. Buffalo gives up good yards per carry against running backs. He could be pretty good.
I'm going with Spags. I mean, just the Diggs-Allen connection alone.
I am too. I will say Mark Andrews had 22 points. He had a big game against Cleveland the last time they played. It could actually be a lot closer than we think.
Closer than the experts think, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Denver D has been getting slowly better. DJ Moore has a revenge game tonight. You know what? Call me crazy with this ragtag lineup who's this guy, but I'm going with it.
Wow.
I will say the Jets D is probably going to score like 20 points. The next one, it's 6-3 first place. How dare you taking on 5-4 seventh place bad trade specialist. Wow, look at my projections. Came down a little bit because I changed the quarterback. I have a 111 to Rice's 98. I have Josh Dobbs, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Taysom Hill, Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall, Deontay Johnson, Dustin Hopkins, and Dallas D playing the G-men. Almost said fighting. Rice has Joe Burrow, Austin Eckler, Tank Dell, TJ Hawkinson, Deonta Foreman, darn it, Chris Godwin, Noah Brown, Brandon Aubrey, and Buffalo D taking on the Broncos.
Oh, you got lucky. The Eagles bye week. He's missing his two wide receivers.
Tell me about it. I got him on the best week. That's what, honestly, when I heard the Eagles were on bye, I was like, oh, please tell me I'm playing Rice this week. And boom.
Wow.
Yeah, huge help. Well,
walk me through the Josh Dobbs start. I don't know about that one.
So Murray actually has the best matchup in Atlanta. I guess Atlanta's 29th. Or they give up the third most points to quarterbacks, I think is the better way to say it. Howell's got a tough matchup against Seattle. granted, he throws the ball a ton. They whip the ball around. It's just Seattle's defense, I think, might overmatch them. Sam Howell also, I think, last time I saw, let's see, quarterback six. Ninth overall fantasy player. I might play him. But Dobbs, I mean, against the Saints, I'm just kind of rolling with the good feelings.
He's quarterback six with one game with having less than a point because he threw too many picks.
Oh, yeah.
The Bills, he had 0.6 points against the Bills. So think about that.
Yeah, that is – maybe I should play him. Maybe it doesn't matter. I'll say I got all these for Rice because he picked up Brandon Aubrey. He now set an NFL record with 19 straight field goals. Pretty crazy for a guy that wasn't even playing in the league. Comes off the street and sets a record.
That's wild.
Also, just for next week for Rice, Devonta Smith last year without Goddard playing, his target share went from 23% to 30%. So the future could be pretty good with those two receivers. This is a kind of cool stat. The difference between CMC, who is running back one, and the running back five is greater than running back five to running back 53.
Holy crap.
It's 200 points to 120 points and then 120 points to 41 points. That is nuts, his pace that he's on. Also, Taysom Hill is the first NFL player since Frank Gifford to score 10 or more times as a passer, which he's done 11 times, a wide receiver 10 times, and a running back 26 times. Also, in the last 4 weeks, Taysom Hill has more rushing points than Bijan Robinson and Kamara, more receiving yards than DK, Ridley, and Adams. And Devonta Adams.
You are full of facts today. Holy crap.
I got more coming even. Bijan actually has the third most targets amongst running backs, which is sweet. And he plays Arizona, I think, right? That's what I said. Yeah. They allow the second most rush yards since week five, and they allow the third most points to running backs. So I'm looking forward to that matchup. Deontay Johnson's got a tough one.
If you're Rice, I think you got to – I know it's not pretty, but you got to play Zach Moss instead of Noah Brown. He's starting two Texans receivers. It's the Bengals.
I mean, they've been saying that, yeah, Noah Brown has been getting a little more run, but I agree. I don't know. I mean, you figure the Texans are going to have to throw, but, yeah, Bengals have been so good. You're right. I was kind of impressed because I knew I have Foreman in his lineup, but, I mean, he should go off against Carolina. They're terrible. And so I was thinking, he'll just move Godwin down and keep it how it is. But I don't know. Moss is losing carries quickly. He's good, but
he's
down to like 25% of the carries and stuff. So it's not a lot. Man, Eckler, Detroit, that could be fun. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of good matchups. Burrow's playing Houston. I'm going to pick myself just because I think his bye weeks are going to hurt him. I'm here with some of these flex guys like you were just
saying. I totally agree with you. I'm picking you as well.
I will say next week, if I get you, Matt, you're going to crush me. It's my bye apocalypse.
I play you next week?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
The next matchup, it's 4-5, 10th place, Law and Order, taking on 3-6, 11th place. Sigh, SMH. Sigh. Huh. I'm going to have to ask him to audibly say it. 107 to 94, the prediction in Zach's favor. He's got Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Joe Mixon, Jahmyr Gibbs, Tyler Lockett, Younghoe Koo, and Tennessee D taking on the Buccaneers. DJ's got Trevor Lawrence, Derrick Henry, Terry McLaurin, David Njoku, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, Dalton Schultz, Nick Folk, and Indy D taking on New England. Is he playing Schultz? Yeah, Schultz right now, the last four, he has four straight games of 27% target share average.
Damn.
But he's had one game where he didn't have any, but the average works out. Also, on for Dempsey's side, Lockett versus Washington. They have the third points to wide receivers. He could have a great day.
Lockett and Metcalf have been getting hurt by Geno because I think DK's like in the 40s and Lockett's 35th.
Yeah, Lockett's been getting a lot of targets, but it's just not going. The offense, it's just been, like you said, this has to be a gut right game or Yeah, they might start panicking and just being like, all right, see you later, Gino. Another one. Trevor Lawrence getting San Fran. Their defense isn't unstoppable. See what Chase Young does for that upgrade. Derrick Henry, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is actually pretty stout against the run. What they suck against is the pass.
Yep. Can we go to Lamar Jackson? We were talking about it earlier. He had two more fumbles against the Seahawks. He's got 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10 fumbles and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lost fumbles. That's insane. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is. I wonder if that's a thing about him, though. Like, is that what he did the year before and the year before that? Or is this just some weird. He's got butterfingers this year.
I don't know. I mean, last year, I just looked up his stats. Last year, he had 1, 3, 4, 5 fumbles. So, but he only played 12 games, though. 13 games. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
DJ, I see he's running double barrel shotgun, tight end. And instead of playing Nico Collins. Nico's
or Jacoby Myers.
Nico right now, wide receiver 14. I mean, yeah, he's been a little up and down for sure. 12, 5, 10, 5, 32, 4, 24. It's really every other week. Maybe he's on to something here. Yeah, this would be his bad week.
Nico Collins is on the Gabe Davis plan, huh?
It's not that bad, but it's pretty close. Yeah, no Jacoby Myers. Well, they get the Jets. I don't blame them there. Which Josh Jacobs on Zach's side gets the Jets. That's a tough run. But that new coach did say, we want Josh Jacobs to reach the century mark. Going bold with the century mark comment, not 100 yards. So I feel like they're going to try their best to do it. It's a tough game. This is honestly, this might be a Zach got a win or go home game, to be honest.
I agree. And you know what? I hate to do it to him, but I think DJ's going to pull it out.
Kind of agree. I mean, ETN's been killing it. He does have a tougher matchup, I'll say. This is easily his best. But, yeah, Najee's got a good one against Green Bay. Yeah, I think I'm with you, man. I think I got a good DJ.
I thought I was going to be against the grain there, but no, it turns out we agree with each other.
I mean, it's just Lamar versus Cleveland. He played. He actually had 30 points versus Cleveland, so maybe that's a good thing. Maybe this will be a big win for Zach. Hey, you know what? I'm changing it. I'm going over to Zach.
All right. Got you down for Zach.
Controversy. We got to hustle up now. The next one.
Say, we got to step on it.
4 and 5, eighth place. Achilles heel taken on. 4 and 5. Ninth place, that's right. I hate my team. 191, the projection in Ciccone's favor. Sorry, I didn't write down your record, so that's what screwed me up. Ciccone's got Dak Prescott, Saquon Barkley, Mike Evans, Cole Kmet, Kareem Hunt, Keenan Allen, Christian Kirk, Riley Patterson, Baltimore D taking on the Brownies. You have Justin Herbert, James Cook, Cortland Sutton, Luke Musgrave, Gabe Davis, Zay Flowers, Chris Olave, Blake Groupe, and Seattle D taking on Washington.
Yikes. I got the Dolphins on bye this week, man. It's killing me.
Yeah, and I juiced up Ciccone for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what the hell? My team stinks.
For Ciccone, Dak, his last three games, Dak has been quarterback 1, 3, and 2. Whew. And he's starting Kareem Hunt. Kareem's had 4 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks. But Jerome Ford last week had 20 attempts, ran 18 routes, and had 7 targets. And he's sitting them on his bench. So he's kind of got a little dilemma there. With Barkley, one of the reasons I traded him also was that their schedule, in terms of the betting, the gambling world, that had the 32nd hardest schedule. They're going to be underdogs the rest of the way out. So and Barkley's got Dallas this week, which is nerve wracking. Mike Evans gets Tennessee. It's another tougher matchup. Cole Kmet going tonight for him.
I mean, Cole Kmet had 2 touchdowns last week.
Yeah, I mean, he's been – they're calling Bajent Zero. Yeah, he's been loving Cole Kmet. I do like Christian Kirk versus San Fran. Just he's the get-out-of-jail card for T-Law. Zay Flowers didn't do much for against Cleveland last week. I like Olave versus Minnesota. That should be good for you. Gabe Davis. And
yeah. It's bad. It's bad. I don't know what to do. It's bad.
That is tough. Dave Pierce. I'm surprised you're still holding on to him.
I hate my team so much, I'm picking Ciccone. We don't have to talk about this anymore.
I mean, Herbert might have a good game versus Detroit. He's going to have to. That could be a
Detroit's defense is legit.
I know they are. And honestly,
and they come off their bye week, too.
If the Chargers lose this, I mean, it's – okay, you guys are done, right? I mean, essentially.
No, I don't know. You mean like they get fired, you mean? Or like they're not going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, all the above, essentially. Like, it's going to be a turnover. It's like, what's the record? They can't be that good.
They're 4-4.
Yeah, so that would make them, 4-5. And it's just like, I don't know. They're just not impressive on offense. Like, they're just trying too hard. And Herbert's got all the talent in the world, but nothing like takeover game wise.
Yeah.
But I think I'm gonna go with Ciccone. I'm sorry, Matt.
It's fine.
Be cool if you upset him though. I
sure would.
You know what? I think it's partially your team name. You got to change your team name and inspire some confidence from your players.
I mean, my team name last week was "I love my team" and they stunk.
Yeah, you made them too soft with that one, but now they're like, coach, why are you hating? The next matchup, it's 5-4, sixth place, Wilson taking on 5-4, fifth place, Mahomes, Ma'Auto. The projection, 106-94 in John's favor. Interesting. He's got Brock Purdy, Jalen Warren, Calvin Ridley, Dalton Kincaid, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, Garrett Wilson, Daniel Carlson, and New Orleans defense taking on Josh Dobbs and the Vikings.
Damn.
Robbie's got Deshaun Watson, Alvin Kamara, Amari Cooper, Logan Thomas, Aaron Jones, Drake London, DeAndre Hopkins, Matt Gay, and Cleveland D taking on Baltimore. John playing with Kincaid. He's got the last 3 weeks, 26 targets. Traded Gus Edwards for him, but I think that's working out.
Damn.
Yeah, CD again, setting records.
I did kind of forget John gave up Gus Edwards. I forgot about that trade.
Right? I almost feel like he could use him right now because he doesn't have a running back. But at the same time.
You would think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, what, another week or two until Kyren can come back. He would love Kenneth Walker to go down so he could use Charbonnet, but that's neither here nor there. Chase fell on his back pretty good last week. I think he's going to play. Limited participant in practice, so that's fine. He might just be – one guy said, though, who was it? Chris Collinsworth, former wide receiver, said, I've fallen like that before on the field. He is going to be crawling out of bed tomorrow.
Yep, I heard that one.
I can only think it hurt. Now, you know who's got a great matchup is Robbie with DeAndre Hopkins getting Tampa Bay. They actually stink against the pass. They're one of the worst against wide receivers. And I think Hopkins could have a pretty big game. Drake London coming back from injury. Yeah, Robbie on his bipocalypse right now with the Chiefs. I mean, it's basically his whole team sitting on the bench.
That is true. I forgot about that. That's a good point.
I mean, if JSM is able to, might not be a bad play to maybe sneak him in, but I don't see how you do. Amari with Deshaun is averaging 18 points a game. It's hard to sit that. The Bucs allow the second most receiving yards. That's what it is. And, I mean, Robbie's got to be happy that Aaron Jones, after last week, had 29 opportunities in terms of runs and targets. So hopefully he's back full. Said limited in practice. He's got Pittsburgh, too, which could be good.
Yep.
I kind of like
Robbie's team, but I don't know if they can pull it off though.
Alvin Kamara has been so good.
He kind of cooled off last week though.
Yeah, one downer week, only 9 points.
Yeah.
I think it's Chicago. Chicago's run defense is actually one of the best, which is crazy to think. I think they're like the third stingiest, or they give up the third fewest rush yards. You have to get it through the air against them. So that probably
hit. We gotta make a pick.
Yep. Ridley getting sick.
Let me go with Robbie.
Really?
Yep.
I could see it. But, you know, Deshaun against Baltimore, they're the second hardest team against quarterbacks, and I thought they were first. So I'm kind of interested to figure out who the first team is.
Come on, ready to play, ready to play.
I don't like Jalen Warren, but I love John's flexes and their matchups and his tight end. I'm going with Johnny Boy.
All right,
and finally, matchup of the week. It's 6-3 second place, Grande Cogno taking on 5-4 fourth place. Matt, put it in my butt. The projection, 104-91 in Mikey's favor. He's got C.J. Stroud, Rashad White, Adam Thielen, Jake Ferguson, Tony Pollard, Deebo Samuel, D.K. Metcalf, Evan McPherson, and Pittsburgh D taking on the Packers. Anthony's got Jared Goff, Jonathan Taylor, T. Higgins, Sam Laporta, Gus Edwards, Alexander Mattison, Jerry Jeudy, Cam Dicker, the kicker, and the Bears D taking on the Panthers tonight. Wow.
Okay, so hold on. There was a report earlier that Higgins is out for Sunday, so keep that in mind. So I would assume he goes Jeudy in the wide receiver's position, and he probably plays Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, you know, that probably wouldn't be the worst thing because the way that the game script goes, I mean, the passing work definitely favors Gibson.
Right.
Five targets and five catches the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So Higgins will not be playing. I think I saw that earlier.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. I just looked it up. It said expected to miss.
Yeah.
Mikey Smart to not play Chuba this week, even though he's taken over that backfield. Yeah, Chicago is just very tough against the run, and I actually like that for Chicago's D versus Carolina, because if they're going to have to force Bryce Young to pass the ball around, I mean, that's good for Mikey and Thielen, but that's really good. I mean, it's Bryce Young. Whole thing's relying on him. Jeez.
Right.
Rashad White in the last three games has four receptions and 45 yards. That's pretty nice. Since week five, the Titans allow the fifth most rush yards. That's pretty nice for Rashad White also. You can get going on both ways. You start to see C.J. Stroud. Here's a fun stat. C.J. Stroud has more touchdown passes than Kenny Pickett.
I saw that.
How is that even possible?
That's crazy because Pickett stinks.
He just does the touchdowns. That's insane. Anthony, Jonathan Taylor last week had 75% of the snap share, 72% of the rush share, and 20% target share. 20% target share is the outlier. Like, okay, yeah, Taylor was always good when he had that really good year. It was all off of runs. He wasn't getting any pass. He had like a 10% pass share. If he starts doing this, like, Taylor is boosted to the first, to the front.
Right.
He's also playing Madison. Right now, Madison is the fifth worst in rush yards expected per carry. Others that are in that same category with him, that are around him, Miles Sanders, Dane Pierce, Rashad White. He does get help because Cam Akers is gone now, but Jerry Jeudy playing Buffalo. I actually don't mind that. He got a touchdown last week. That's big time.
Yep.
Goff getting the Chargers. They're pretty friendly to quarterbacks. Stroud getting Cincinnati. This is a big Stroud. I mean, say the Texans beat the Bengals. Like, people are going to lose their minds. He's definitely the rookie of the year favorite, I would think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
By a
long shot.
Right, which stinks for Puka, but
nonetheless,
yeah, Ferguson's been great for Mikey, and I think Tony Pollard might have his breakout this week against the Giants. It's destined. Same with DK. Deebo back for Mikey also. That's big time.
All right, make a pick.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Bad Dude to continue.
I am also going with Mikey. I think that's like his team this week.
Although I will say, kudos to Anthony. He's been fighting back, getting up there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Close.
Oh, you heard that. Go to the cage. Get back in that cage.
Wow. We got to wrap up.
Yep.
We got 1 minute.
I'm happy we were able to get this done.
Let's never do it like this again.
It sounds like a plan. Do it.
Who do you think's winning tonight, Matt?
Carolina versus the Bears. Best game ever.
I got the Bears.
The old toilet bowl.
All right, we got to wrap up.
Yep. Find a good song right now. Let's go with – here we go. All right. Good luck, everybody.
Catch you next week.
See you later, Matt.
See ya.
Motherfucker, say that I'm foolish. I only talk about you.